And there will also be a transition in the United States Senate next Tuesday. Could get awkward when this new class of U.S. senators is sworn in. That's because Roland Burris plans to be on hand. He was appointed this week to fill the Senate seat left open when Barack Obama was elected president. The man who selected Burris, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, faces charges that he tried to sell that seat to the highest bidder. As NPR's David Weller reports, the appointment of an African-American with an unblemished record presents the Senate with a tangle of legal and political questions.
Governor Blagojevich dropped a Chicago-sized political bombshell in appointing Roland Burris to Mr. Obama's Senate seat, even if he tried to make it all about the man he'd chosen.
This is about Roland Burris as a United States senator, not about the governor who makes the appointment.
Senate Democratic leaders weren't buying it. This is not about Mr. Burris, they said in a statement. It is about the integrity of a governor accused of attempting to sell this United States Senate seat. Any Blagojevich appointee, they vowed, will not be seated by the Democratic caucus. But as University of Richmond legal expert Carl Tobias points out, Blagojevich did have the power to appoint Burris to the vacant seat.
That doesn't necessarily mean that the Senate will feel compelled to seat him, but it does seem that presently, as the authority hasn't resigned, he has not been convicted of a crime, and he hasn't been impeached and convicted by the Illinois legislature.
The Senate is the determiner of who sits as a member of their body.
That's Ken Jones. He was chief legal counsel to the Senate Rules Committee when it was last controlled by Republicans. Jones says the Senate is a body that can easily block the seating of a would-be senator.
It might not explicitly state that they have the ability to block a gubernatorial appointment on a vacant Senate seat. The ultimate rule in the Senate that really matters is something called unanimous consent. And absent unanimous consent, one person, one senator, can hold up just about anything in the Senate.
Which is why Associate Senate Historian Donald Ritchie says that Burris, instead of being sworn in, may well see his appointment being referred to the Senate Rules Committee.
The Senate has tended to try to adjudicate matters. The Rules Committee spends months sometimes trying to figure out what really happened and who should be seated.
And that could buy time, allowing the Illinois legislature a chance to impeach Blagojevich and hand the appointment power to the state's lieutenant governor. Beyond the legal questions lies another more delicate issue. It's the fact that by refusing to seat Burris, the Senate would leave itself without a single African-American member. Burris himself suggested on CNN yesterday that this would not look good.
Saying that a person of Walt Roland Burris's qualifications, because of the governor's problems, wouldn't be seated? Is it racism that's taking place?
But American University congressional expert James Thurber says such questions may be neutralized by President-elect Obama's statement Tuesday rejecting Burris's appointment.
This is the first African-American president of the United States that held the seat, and he is saying, do not seat him. I think that means a lot. He's using some political capital to do that, and I think that trumps the question of race.
Still, Thurber expects the Burris issue to be a major distraction when the Senate convenes next week, and possibly for weeks to come. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Roland Burris made his case last night when talking with Robert Siegel on NPR's All Things Considered. Let's listen.
I have the qualifications and the ability to serve in that great august body. I will be seated.
But in fact, Senators Reid and Durbin, the two most senior Democrats, have said the contrary, that they don't want to see you seated.
Did anybody ask them why? They actually have nothing against Roland Burris. They also said that. Isn't that correct?
I think they did say that they were against seating you in the body, and I'm wondering whether you will litigate that, and if that happens, would you take him to court on it?
We take these one step at a time, and we're pretty sure that we can negotiate this and work this out as getting them to understand what the legal rights are.
That's Roland Burris, who says he is a U.S. Senator from Illinois. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.